Okay, today is Daf Nun Hey. We're on Nun Dalet Amud Beis. We are up to the two dots. So it says in the Mishnah, in Ratzel Lahosif, if you want to add on more than the standard minimum of a ksuva, you're more than welcome to. In Ratzel Lahosif, right? So Ratzel Lichtov Lo Ktani, it doesn't say if you want to write it. Ella Ratzel Lahosif. It says you want to be mosif it. What does that mean? It says Rashi, in the first Rashi in the Gemara, Itana lichtov, had it said the word lichtov, lo havishma'inin minei, shiya hatosefes kari ksuva. I wouldn't know that this tosefes is part of the ksuva. What would I think? Hey! Ella, rather, kimatana midaito. What is it? It's a matana. I wouldn't know it's part of the ksuva. What does it mean it's part of the ksuva? There are going to be 14 nafkaminas, and it's part of the ksuva, as opposed to, I really like you. I really like you. I'm so glad I married you. I'm not going to, no standard ksuva is good enough for my wife. I'm going to give $1 million. So I would think, it's a promise. It's not puffery. It's a promise. What, like what kind of promise? A matana. Shahashta ditnan lahosif. Now that you use the words dahosif mashma nosif al ksuva, it's an addition to the ksuva shetiknu chachamim, right? V'shem ksuva alav gamhu, and it also is the it's part of the ksuva. I would have thought it's just a promise. It's some part of the ksuva. Okay.
Why do you think otherwise? I don't get it. Why would you think
because you'll see why. Because there are 14 nafkaminas. That's why. Mitzayel le'elu of Evo, Amar of Yanai. The Amar of Evo, Amar of Yanai. Tanai ksuva. This Tanai, it's really a Tanai ksuva. Tanai here doesn't mean condition. It means a component. This extra component. Of what? Extra money. Tanai ksuva, ki ksuva dummy. This Tanai ksuva is part of the ksuva. Nafkamina. What's a nafkamina?
How is it written? So it says 200 plus 1,000, whatever.
Exactly. I don't know how it's written exactly. The language, I don't know. I haven't looked at my ksuva in 15 years.
Why, you gave extra?
But I don't know what I did. I don't know what I did.
No, you understand the amount, right? One does.
Right. Something. So, but there are 14 nafkaminas if the extra amount is part of the ksuva, or it's a promise unrelated to the ksuva, which we don't say that. We say the first part, it's part of the ksuva. What are the 14 nafkaminas? Number one, lemocheres. What if she sells it? Right? If she sells the ksuva to someone else. Right? Now again, when you sell the ksuva to someone else, it's a risk, it's a gamble that the husband will die first. Right? So then what happens? Then sure enough, the husband dies first. So that person, the purchaser, comes to collect the ksuva. And he says, and the estate says, all right, here's $1 million. And the wife says, no, I didn't sell him the tosefes. Not that stupid. I sold him the basic. The tosefes is me. The answer is no such thing like that. It's part of the ksuva. Right? That's number one. Lemocheles. Same thing. She was mochel the ksuva. Oh, I love you too much to get bogged down with petty money, right? I'm mochel the ksuva.
Can you break it up?
No, you can't break it up.
If the wife dies, it's really zero financial.
Correct. Dependent. Correct.
She has children. She has.
So then we had a thing called benin dikrin. That money that she has from her father, from her side of the family, that she brings into the marriage, that will be secured for her children.
Or for the guy she's on the ksuva.
What? Correct. But what happens? A woman would die. The husband would remarry. And what happened to her stuff? It went to the new children now. So they were protected. But yeah, basically, yeah. The ksuva becomes... It expires. Right? So the same thing with if she sells it to someone else, or if she's mochel it. Oh, well, I didn't mean to be mochel $1 million. I was mochel the basic. No, there's no such thing like that. You can't split it. That's the point. You can't divide it. One halacha for the standard and one halacha for the tosefes. No, there's no such thing like that.
It goes in one package.
Number three, limoredes. She's a moredes. So there's two things here. There's moredes, then the next one's going to be loveres al das. So moredes means only one thing. She refuses to have relations with him. That's a moredes. So if you do that, you forfeit the ksuva. You forfeit the ksuva, you forfeit the whole ksuva. The tosefes as well. Next, Ula pogemes. Pogemes means, Rashi says like this. This is what pogemes means. Pogemes means a woman comes to, the husband dies, so the woman comes to collect the ksuva, and either the children or they bring edim that say, what do you mean? I'm sorry, not he dies, he's divorced her. So he's still alive. He divorced her. She says, all right, you don't want me anymore? That's fine, pay up. He says, I already paid you the ksuva. You asked me for a loan, and I already paid you. And he brings edim, and the whole, well, so the halacha is, she has to swear. She has to swear. That's
partial payment.
What? Partial payment, right. So she has to swear on the Tosefes, just like the regular ksuva. Next, ulutovas. Tovas means that the woman says, all right, the my husband died. For 2 years, I was being supported by her, by his children. Now it's time for me to move on. I want my ksuva. Right, we had that yesterday. So that's what it means, tovas. So you can't separate the ksuva and the tosefes. It's all one big package.
You can't deduct that from the...
No.
We've been supporting you for 10 years, and now you can't expect $1 million. We gave you already $1 million.
So I don't know how that works. It's a good question. It's a good question. I don't know how that works exactly. Because yesterday we had a machlokas. Whose choice is it to pay off the ksuva? Is it hers or is it the children? Who? Because it's a calculation. Well, how would I be better off?
The children always rather pay it off then.
No, maybe not. Because let's say it's a $10 billion ksuva. So I'd rather support her. So the rent for $1,000 a month, they're giving her an apartment, they're giving her food, it's cheaper than that. Right. Well, let's do that. And then we'll have to, you know? And then maybe she'll get married, and once she gets married, we don't have to pay the ksuva. So you have all these cheshbonos.
What? An average one, it's not.
Right, it's not going to happen, right. So the question was, whose decision is it? So there's a big machlokas yesterday. Is it hers or is it the boy's? Right, how does it all play out? I don't really know.
Right. I think she gets married at that point. They still have to be
a little super? I think no. Or then they don't have to support her anymore. I'm not exactly sure. Okay, next, number six. Is Lohoveris Aldas. Lohoveris Aldas, she doesn't have to be firm anymore. That's not exactly, there's a few things that are in this list of things that, right? There are a few things on this list that she, again, she forfeits the ksuva. So when she's forfeits.
Married him, by the way, at that point?
Yeah. Yeah. She says, I'm not keeping Shabbos anymore. I'll sit down to the Seder 100%, but Shabbos I'm not keeping.
No, I'm saying, let's say the same thing. That he died, she's firm, and all of a sudden,
then she doesn't want to be firm anymore? No, so we're not talking about that.
No, she's married.
They're married. So you marry, you're doing this to me? You don't want to be firm? Not everything. And she says, I'm not keeping Klal V'Yisrael anymore. I don't think that means that she became not firm. Right? That's right. But there's a, what? Exactly. But there's a list of items, and if she fills one of those items, she forfeits the ksuva. She forfeits the tefes also. They all go to hand, they go hand in hand. Number seven.
Must he divorce her at that point? You know,
what?
Must he divorce her if she said, I don't want to keep Shabbos. Must he divorce her at that point?
I don't know. We're going to learn it. Next, seven is L'Shevach. What's L'Shevach? So Rashi says, the top Rashi, She'amru b'b'choros, Eina b'chor notol p'shnayim b'shevach. She'shibchu ha'nechasim l'achar mitzas aviyim. Let's say the father bought a lottery ticket, and he died. And the next day, he won. So the Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim in the lottery tickets winnings. He does not get Pishnayim in that. Why not? Because it wasn't here at the time of the death. It was only potential. That's L'Shevach. L'Shevach means like, you know, extra. So too, a wife doesn't get the Ksuva. What?
It was there.
No, it wasn't.
Because if you had the ticket.
But it's only potential. But it's only potential. So the same thing over here. The halacha is that the Ksuva only has to be paid from the assets. What if there aren't enough? So what do you want from this guy? Yeah, but he won a lottery a month later. Right? The answer is, that doesn't count. It doesn't count for the ksuva, and it doesn't count for the Tosefes ksuva.
So in general, there's a ksuva that he promises $200,000, and he dies, and there's only $100,000.
Right.
Does he still have to borrow it to give her...
I don't think so. It's like, right? Tosefes nami lo gavya mishevach sheshibchu nechasim l'achar mitzas baila. You don't have to pay from the shevach that happened after the husband died. After the husband died, that property shot up.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It goes by. It's assessed at the moment of death.
Right, but that's regarding the tosefet. Let's say it's the
I don't know.
Amount.
No, I think they go hand in hand. I think they're the same halacha. That's exactly the point. They're both the same halacha. What happens in such a case? I don't know.
Right, it may come. I'm sure it comes up. What happens?
Right, I'm sure it happens. Right. Next, l'shavua. Okay, so here, what's a shavua? So Rashi says, l'chol mili d'shayach l'ishava ala k'suva. So any time she has to swear in the k'suva. For example, hanefras shalo b'fonov. If it was paid back and he wasn't around, the husband was away, whatever it is, v'eid echad me'ida she prua. And the eid echad testifies she was already paid. What? I know. V'hanefras menachas mishubadim or menichse yisomim, or if she's paid from nachas mishubadim or yisomim's property, that non prepare kosev, the bo shvua, af tosefes nami boy shvua. Ay, af agaf de pogemet pai klala. We just had that already. That was pogemet. Same thing. That was the same exact case. So, I'm not sure if there's an answer here. Isya, itzdrach, lemitene behedya. We need to say it again. We didn't say it a second time. La'ashmi'inan to tell us the pogemes tosefes mahanya la'ashbia kit pogemes ksuva. That you have to swear if you deny the tosefes or if you got the tosefes, just like you have to swear if you got the original amount. I'm not sure what it's answering, but it's a second. It's written here a second time. Okay, next. Next is l'shvius. A ksuva survives Shemitah, right? Just like all loans are canceled in Shemitah. Not a ksuva. It's not really a loan. But it's not, don't think it's canceled. The tosefes is also not canceled. Okay? Number 10, lichtov kol nechasav labanav. This is a complicated story. It's a way for you to avoid paying the ksuva, which is you give everything away to your son before you die, so you don't have anything. What? You don't have anything. I'm not a pauper. So that answers the question, right? And but Rashi points out, and we're gonna get to it later, that you leave over something for your wife. I'm not sure why you have to do that. It's a complicated story. You leave over something, one little bit, and then you're potter from the ksuva. You don't have any money. That's so. Then that also, and the tosefes is the same thing.
Why do you potter from the ksuva? Just because you don't have the money.
What do you want? I don't have.
Yeah, so go after the
who are you going to go after?
Does bankruptcy exist in Judaism?
No.
Go after the son. You should go after the son because he had no right to do it because he was supposed to say it.
So in America, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to, right?
We're not
you can't do that. You can't give other people assets. It's called a fraudulent transfer. Right. You can't give other people assets when you owe money to someone else. Right. You can't do that. Here, you could do it. Now, you can't do that either. You can't do it in Judaism either because it's called Nechasa Mishubadim.
You can chase after the property.
What?
In Judaism, you can chase after the property.
Correct. But what about in Talitlin? No, you can't.
No.
In Talitlin, you can't. So if you give jewels, you can't.
Yeah,
right? So this is a complicated halacha. I'm not sure of all the parameters, how you somehow you avoid paying the ksuva. Right? V'ligvos minakarka. Now, by the way, when a man has to pay off the ksuva, and he has karka, the wife is entitled to the worst karka. It's called ziburius. Right? You know, when you damage somebody and you have to pay the damages, you pay that from the best? That's idius, right? I saw a Haggadah just came out. It's called idius sheba idius. Can you imagine a guy put that a Haggadah? That's what he calls it. Idius sheba idius. That was the name of the Haggadah. Idius sheba idius.
Best of the best.
That's Ligvos Menakarka. Right? Number 12. Number 12. Ligvos Menakarka. No. Oh, I'm sorry. No, Ligvos Menakarka was the ability to collect from the Karka. And number 12 is Mena Ziburis. And it's paid from Ziburis. Right? She can't say, well, the guy can say, well, I don't have any cash. And, yeah, but you have Karka. Right? And when she does get it, she gets from Ziburius. Number 13, V'chol zman shehi bebeis avia, and all the time she's in her father's house, she's in the father's house. What does that mean? So look at Rashi. Kol zman shehi bebeis avia, tanan b'hanosei, we learned in Perek Hanosei, kol zman shehi bebeis avia, b'meshech almanusa, as long as she's an almana there, where is she? She went back home, I guess. Go vek suvasa la'olam. She can collect her ksuva. V'chol zman shehi bebeis avia shelo hayu ovdim osa hayisomim v'lo zanin osa govek ksuva sa'ad chaf heishanim. It's a 25-year statute of limitations to get paid on the ksuva.
Provided you're paying the support.
Correct. She waits more than 25 years, and now, I want the ksuva now. 30 years later, she's mochel, she waived it, and also the tosefes. And number 14, the idea that the money is saved for her sons from the prior marriage applies to tosefes as well. Right. So it's written in the ksuva. It's written in the ksuva that those assets will go back to her sons.
Right.
And let's say there's not enough from the ksuva to pay. Where's the land all these years? It's with the husband. So whenever the husband dies, the wife dies first. Right? The wife dies, so there's no ksuva. Now the husband dies. Now the wife's children from the first marriage say, okay, give us back the field. Right? Give us back the field.
Yeah.
So the field's worth $500,000.
Right.
But the ksuva was only $300,000. Tosafot was another $300,000. So it's paid back. There's enough there. That's $600,000. And they have to give him $500,000.
But how is that benin dichrin? How is that case the benin dichrin?
What do you mean?
How is that case you just presented?
Yeah.
Benin dichrin. I feel like the case of ksuva, paying ksuva and tosafot. How is the benin dichrin
coming to sons?
Because it's written in the ksuva.
Yes,
that when
her assets
will be secured, and when the husband dies, not when the wife dies, when the husband dies,
right,
the land goes back. So, of course, over the course of time, all the land gets intermingled, and the money all becomes intermingled, so you have to separate it and give it back to them. So it'll get paid for from the Tosafos as well. That's all. Okay? Now, Itmar. And we learned a few halachas over here. Ksuvas benin dichrin. What's the story with now? We just mentioned ksuvas benin dichrin. So let's talk about it. Ksuvas benin dichrin. Bepum pedisa amri lo tarfi mi mishabdi. It can't be collected from the chasim mishubadim. What does that mean? That means that. What does that mean exactly?
Secured properties.
Secured. Yeah. What does that mean? It can't be collected from secured properties. Because yartun tnan, it's called an inheritance. Therefore, what? Right. So let's say like this. Let's say a father sells land to Reuven. Right, and then what happens? The father dies. So the father's son comes to Reuven and says, "You know, I'm taking the land back because it's my Yerusha." So isn't that a little ridiculous?
Yeah.
Right. So Yerusha can't go do that. If the father owed money to someone else before he sold it to Reuven, that guy could come and say, I'm taking that back. A son can't say that. Why? Because it's a Yerusha. So Ksuva's been in Dichrin. Can they say that? Can they get the land back if it was sold? No.
But it wasn't his land to sell. So they don't get it. It was her assets.
Well, he could sell. But yes, it was her assets. So maybe he could sell. So what does this case mean?
Different value. You have to figure out which one is. It's either the property that's not secured or
it
is secured property.
No. How is he selling her assets? He can get the payrolls. How is he selling it? It's her father. It belongs to her family.
So you think he's maybe she sold it. Maybe she sold it.
Yeah.
That's the question. Maybe she sold it.
Right.
In a chanami, he had no right to sell it. It belonged to him. Maybe she sold it.
Yeah.
Now what? So now can they get it? Why shouldn't they be able to? Just like a son can't go to the Yorish can't go to a father's buyer. He can't go to the mother's buyer either. However, they can do this. Why can they do this? Because yasbun tanan, the ksuva has the word yasbun, which means they could take it. It's not a Yerusha. It's theirs by right. So they're like a prior buyer, a prior creditor, when they can go take it. No, they can't take it. Why? Yartun tran. They have the status of a yorish. Number two. Metaltali v'isnehu ba'anaihu below shvua. So what does that mean? Let's look at Rashi, the first wide line. Metaltali v'isnehu ba'anaihu hamiyached letaltalin l'ksuvas ishto. If someone says, I'm designating metaltalin to pay for your ksuva, not potato chips, jewelry. That's going to pay for the ksuva. It's metaltalin. Normally we don't hold, but he designates it. It's in the safe deposit box. It's all the jewelry. That's for you. The meumes, the hen, the en. They're here. No one took the jewelry. Right here. The he nifras mehen. Now tell us below shavua. She could take it without a shavua. Why? The time of my amar rabbanim nichta yisomim lo tifra el b'shavua. Why do we say you can't take the money, the yisomim's property away without a shavua? The chashin on dilma tzarari atafsa. Maybe it'll be gone. But vahacha, I think that's what that means. Vahacha hainu tzarari da atasva. It's right here. And it was designated, that's okay. Lesnu banayu? What if it's not here? What if it's not here? So there's no metaltlin now, right? So what is it? It's a debt. The debts are never paid for metaltlin. So papadisa omri below shavua. She can get it without a shavua still. But in machasi omri, now bishavua. The hilchasa and the lacha is below shavua. She still doesn't have to have a shavua. Next. Yiched la arba ba'arba mitzrat naha. If he gave her property with four boundaries, meaning it's like designated property, below shavua. She gets it without a shavua. Pachad mitzra, but if it had one boundary, papadisa army below shavua. Papadisa they say without a shavua. B'nei masa machasi army bishavua, v'hilchasa adalacha is bishavua. Below shavua, I'm sorry.
What's this? He only delineates. Obviously, has four borders.
We don't know where it ends.
He just said
we don't know where it ends and where the other one begins. We didn't.
One of them.
Right. Next, Amru le'edim. A guy says to Edim, "Kishvu, write it, v'chismu, right, and sign it." Rashi says, "Kigon matanas karka." It's just a matanas karka. I like you. I want to get. Do me a favor. You call to Edim. Do it. Write down and give it to him. Right. So. And make a kinyan. Lo tzarech imluche bay. There's no requirement, right? You don't have. What does this mean? You don't have to activate the kinyan, right? Even if they didn't make the kinyan, it doesn't go back. Lo kanumine. But if the guy didn't mention that. Proviso that I want to make the kinyan. So papadisa amri lo tzarech amluchi bay. You still don't have to take it back. You still don't take it back. Why? B'nei masa machasi amri tzarech amluchi bay. V'hilchasa tzarech amluchi bay. Right? Rashi says imadayin omed b'divuro dekiva dekano m'menu stam kinyan l'chsiva omed. It's standing up for the kinyan. Okay, so that's another machlokas. Okay? Good? Next. Reb Elazar Azariah Omer. Reb Elazar Azariah said, one second. If a guy has a Tosefes Ksuva, and there's no Nisuin, you don't have to pay the Tosefes. You only pay the Tosefes if there's Nisuin. Not if there's no Nisuin. The Tanakhama said you pay it no matter what. Reb Elazar Azariah said, no. If there's Nisuin, of course you pay it. But if there's Eris, then you don't have to pay the Tosefes. Why not? Says the Gemara, Itmar, Rav Nassan, Chad Amar, Halacha Kirab Laza Berazaya, Vachad Amar, Ein Halacha Kirab Laza Berazaya. Now, to stay, it makes a lot of sense, the Rav Nassan who the Amar, Halacha Kirab Laza Berazaya. It makes sense to say that Rav Nassan said that Halacha is like Kirab Laza Berazaya. Why? Dashmin Leil Rav Nassan, because we know that Rav Nassan holds the Atal Basar Umdana, that you follow an Umdana. What's Umdana?
The mindset.
Makes a lot of sense. Makes the mindset. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Basar Umdana. Omer hadas, omer hadas. Right, a person's das, a person's intelligence, a person's knowledge. What does that mean? Badavish she'ena mufurish. If it's not explicit, omdin bezdin. Bezdin will evaluate. Omer stam inish lahachi ichaver. What does a stam guy do? How does a stam guy behave? The lo kasev la mimenu chinam el lechibas bia. Nobody writes. I'm giving her $1 million. They didn't even spend any time together. Nobody does that. Says Moses Ben Azariah. That's why I hold that if there's no Nisuin, there's no Tosefes. And says Reb Nassan, we hold like that. Why? Because Reb Nassan's the one who said we care what normal people think. And no normal person's going to make a promise like that. I give you $1 million for no reason. No one does that.
Yeah, but you write the tshuva before you have Nisuin.
I know. And what happened? A week before the wedding, he died.
Right.
So she gets $1 million? No person would do that. Right? Now, the basic is it's a karnas chachamim, it's a din derabanan, 100% the basic she gets. An extra million? They weren't even together. No normal person would do that. That's why the halacha is called an azaria, and that's why Reb Nosson is the one who said that. Why? De Amar Reb Nosson, because Reb Nosson said halacha k'Reb Shimon Shizuri b'misukan. The halacha is like Reb Shimon Shizuri b'misukan. What's a misukan? A misukan is, look at Rashi. Look at the last Rashi on the page. Mesechta's Gittin, I'm a Faresh, Vayotze Bishayara. A guy is going out on a journey. It's going to be gone for who knows how long. V'amar, and he says, Kisvu get l'ishti. Do me a favor, write a get for my wife. Did he say to give it? He didn't say to give it. He said to write. I want it ready. He didn't say to give it. But Afal Pishol Amar Tenu, he didn't say to give it. We write it and we give it. Why? Why do we give it? Demachmas turdaso shu bahul al nafsho, because he's so preoccupied with his journey and the dangers and all the uncertainty of his journey. He was all preoccupied. Lo hispik ligma devarav, he didn't have a chance to give it. Umeikara lichtavu vitnu niskavin. He obviously wanted to give it. Who writes again and doesn't give it? Who does that? Well, you want it ready and just in case. Kind of thing is, no one does that. Yeah. I want to write it just in case I don't like her. I have it ready. It's already written. Who does that?
No, going
that what?
Going away, just he wants to be sure his wife would be okay. So she writes again on tonight.
Yeah, fine. But then he says to give it. Gives it to her all tonight. Here, he didn't even say to give it. Imagine if I tell you, do me a favor, write a document that I lent him money. Write such a thing. Okay, I'll write it. And then what do I do with it? So obviously, I wanted you to give it to him. Let's just write it and keep it in your pocket. What is that? So says Reb Nosson, I hold up Reb Shimon Shizuri. It's that when a guy is a mesukan, it's only talking about a mesukan. He's so preoccupied. His life is in such a shambles. His life is so uncertain. He doesn't even know what he's saying. Even right, the only person like that.
We're talking
about a person. Reb Shimon Shizuri Omer, Af Hamesukin Hagoses. Even a mesukan, even a ghost. Not just the guy who's going on traveling. Who we say that he's all preoccupied. Even a guy who's on his deathbed. He's all doesn't. So imagine a guy's on his deathbed. Do me a favor, write a get to my wife. What should I give it? He died. Right? Of course he wanted to give it. Of course he wanted to give it. Why is it? Of course he wanted to give it, because given these circumstances, that's what a normal person would do. Right? That's why. So given these circumstances, no normal person is writing $1 million to his wife and then they never got married. No normal person's doing that. But could somebody do it? Yes, somebody could do it. But it's not normal.
Right.
Well, we follow the rove of stam people. How stam people behave. Stam people on the deathbed, when they say to write a get, they mean to give it. Stam people, when they get married and they write $1 million to the wife, they think it's because they're going to get married. Not because some accident, some mishap is going to happen before they had a chance to get married. That's one time we hold life. Right, look at let's finish the Rashi. The Hainu Basar Umdana died to Damrinan. Lo Amar Kisvu. He didn't mean to write it. Elisha Yitnu. He should give it. Hoel Umasukanhu? Lo Niskavin Latachik Ba. He doesn't intend to play around here. It's not his intention to play around. The guy's on his deathbed. It's not intended. It's not games. Yes, you can have a normal, healthy guy. He's playing mind games with his wife. You know, I wrote a get. It's in my drawer. You have stuff like that. Right? Not a guy in his deathbed. Okay.
Why is he giving it? Because he wants to avoid who wants
to. Maybe he doesn't want to fall to Yibam. You have all these reasons.
Maybe he doesn't like her.
I'm already divorced him. And then now he decides to divorce her on his deathbed.
Better late than never.
Okay. Right. Okay, could be reasons. Okay. The point is, the Rashi, he's not playing around with her. Stop doing that now. Now, one more case. Next. Ooh, Trumas Meiser Shel Demai. Or Trumas Meiser Shel Demai. So what we'll do is, we'll finish the daf and then we'll go back and explain that one. Because it really has nothing to do with the daf. But it's fascinating. It has nothing to do with the daf at all. The point is, Trumas Meiser Shel Demai, you also follow the Umdana. That was his point. Okay? Gesundheit. Okay, now, Rav lo asa basar umdana. Rav doesn't follow the umdana, right? Rav doesn't follow normal people. For itmar matana shchiv meira shekasa ba kinyan, a matana shchiv meira that you write a kinyan in it. Bebe Rav mishmei the Rav Omri arkevei atrei rishi. It's resting on two legs. A matana shechiv mira is no kinyan. Right, the guy's on his deathbed. What?
He doesn't need one.
He doesn't need one. But here, he was a shechiv mira with a kinyan. So what is that? Says Rav, he's standing on two legs. Ushmul amar lo yadanam adma. I don't know what to say about that. Now, Rav, b'day Rav, mishmei de Rav, omri, arkive atrei rikshi.
It gets better.
It's standing on two legs. What does it mean, standing on two legs? Because a shechiv mira, when he gives a gift, what if he gets better? What if he gets better? The gift goes away. The gift cuts off. What if you're a healthy person that gives a gift? The gift doesn't go away. Right? So here, he's a sick person, but he made a kinyan. So does the gift go away? If he got better? No. Because he was foolish. He made a kinyan. Right? Like a healthy person. So says Rav, both, we're going to be machmir now on both ends. For number one, Hareyu kina batanas berry. It's like a matana of a healthy person. Vareyu kina tama shchimira. And it's also like a matana of a shchimira. Hareyu kina batanas berry. Deim amad eni yochal achzibo. If the guy gets better, he can't take it back. Why? Because he made a kin like a healthy person. Hareyu kina batanas shchimira. But it's also like a matana shchimira. In what sense? Sheim amar halvaasi liploni. Halvaaso liploni. If someone says, halvaasi liploni, the halvaaso liploni, what does that mean? So I'm not sure what that means. Rashi says,
automatically, whatever he says is done.
Correct. And over here, it's not like, no, now we're saying it's better than it was a matanas. Before we said, the fact that it was a matanas chimera, the fact that it was a matanas bari, hurt him.
Correct.
Because he got better, and he can't get it back. Now we're going to say that the matanas chimera benefited him. How so? This thing about the loans. So Rashi says, it's in the middle of this Rashi here. Verei ki matanos shechimera she'ein b'matanos beri afilu b'kinyin shemkasav b'matanazu halva'asi shel visi l'ploni nesuna l'ploni. If matanos beri, you can't transfer the a loan. The money that I lent him, you could collect it. Why can't you do that? I don't know why you can't do that. But a shechimera can do that. So here he has the right to do that. So he gained one place. He gained. Zuel vasa laploni vilu gabe bari mishum kinyan lo kani be shein matbea nikta the bchalipin el agav kaka. It's a whole story here. So something about transferring the right to collect the loan. So a bari can't do that, but a shchimra can do that. So in that sense, he was able to stand. Okay. Ushmul Amar, Shmuel says, Lo yadanam I odin be. I don't know what to say about this. Shema lo gamar lakna, so el bishtar. Maybe you know what he did? He didn't even want it to be a matanas shchimera. He happened to be, he was a shchimera. But he said, I want to make a kinyan. Maybe he wanted to say, yeah, and go get a sofa, we're gonna write up a shtar, a hole. And he died. And the ain't shtar lachar misa. And there's no such thing as a shtar after misa.
But shchimera doesn't need a shtar, that's what the point is.
But then why do you say that? But then why do you say I want to make a kinyan? So Rav said he wanted to be machmir on both ends. And Shmuel says, what kind of thing is that?
In case he got
what do you, see from here? That Rav goes after the umdra.
Right.
And Shmuel, what about Shmuel? Shmuel doesn't. So Shmuel says, what's he doing here? But see, what he's doing is, just because he's a shchimera. Yeah. So Shmuel says, he didn't go after the umdra. What do you want to do? Just because he's a shchimera, he didn't want it to be a shchimera. He wanted it to be a real Matanas Bari with a star, but he died. But what do you see from here? Rav also goes after the Umdana. So we'll keep the only Rav Nosson, also Rav. El Tarvai Azal Basar Umdana. They both go after the Umdana. Manda Mahalacha Shaper. So if you hold Halacha like a Wolza Menazaria, that makes perfect sense. Manda Omar Ein Halacha. Why is Halacha not like Wolza Menazaria? Hachanami. Umdin adaitehu mishamakruve daitehu vakruvehu daite. Right? Uve daite. In other words, you're right. Yes, I hold that people will pay $1 million just to say that was my wife. Even though we never were together, a guy will pay $1 million for that. So therefore, I don't hold the rules of Benazaria. I only have to pay the million. Okay, we have 5 minutes to go back and do this case about trumas meiser shel demai. What's Trumas Meiser Shel Demai? What is that? Trumas Meiser Shel Demai. So, let's look at Rashi. It's a long Rashi. Mishnah Hebe Mesechtas Demai. It's a Mishnah Mesechtas Demai. Trumas Meiser Shel Demai. Right? Truma's Meiser of the Mai. What's Truma's Meiser? Truma's Meiser is the Truma that a Levi has to give from what he got. He has to give it to a Kohen. And it's the Mai. Right? Shechazro Limkoma V'Osra Esachulin. It's Osir. Right? Mishum Miduma. We're not sure what it is.
Don't mind.
I'm not sure. Omer, Av B'chol Sholo La'ama Aretz. You ask the Ama Aretz. You know, on a weekday. Shalakach Haimenu HaPeiros Halalu. Where'd you get these pears from? Who would you get them from? And as well, don't worry, I took off Truma. I took off Meiser. I took off. V'ochlo Alpiv. And you can eat by his words. Im Omar Hifrashti Meiseros of Kuroi. Adshalom makartim lach somechalav. You don't know who he is? You can rely on him. Why? The Hawel umadrabanan who? Since the whole thing is a drabanan. Hemnu rabanan b'makom pseida. Ki hacha, like over here. Shenal takana lachzo lahafrish el lamocha lakahanim b'dmei truma v'hafsid hulo. You have no choice. The only thing you can do with this tvua is sell it to a kohen at a discount. Right? Because there's less demand for it because there are less kahanim than Israelim. Right? Why do we say on a weekday? Ah, mishum diktoni hasam milzach risi. Have another vort. Yesh la ba chiluk de Shabbos chiluk de b'Shabbos sholov ochel al piv mibnei oneg Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can ask somebody. You can ask a ma'aretz on Shabbos. Did you give off meiser? And if he says whatever he answers him, you can trust him. If he says yes, I did, you can trust him. Why? Says Rashi because of oneg Shabbos. Says Tosfos, that's not the reason. The reason you can trust him is not because of owning Shabbos. What kind of answer is that? The reason is because people don't lie on Shabbos.
Why?
People don't lie on Shabbos. Unbelievable fart. People don't lie on Shabbos. And when someone says something on Shabbos, you can take it to the bank. And based on that, there's all these discussions about, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says you can ask him on Shabbos. What's the reason? Rashi says owning Shabbos. It's a very strange answer. What does Rashi mean by that? Owning Shabbos? So because of owning Shabbos, we're makel. And we'll trust him. Tosfos says, no, it's because nobody lies on Shabbos. Right?
Even if he's not observant?
Mishum Eimas Shabbos al Am Ha'aretz. There's Eimas Shabbos. Which leads to a whole discussion about doing mitzvos and averos on Shabbos. How much better and worse they are than on a regular week. On a regular weekday.
But a guy who doesn't observe Shabbos...
Even not just learning Torah, even visiting someone who's sick, doing a chesed, all these things on Shabbos are so much greater.
He doesn't observe Shabbos anyway. He's afraid of Shabbos.
He does observe Shabbos. He does observe Shabbos. What doesn't he observe?
Oh.
The intricacies of Truma's Meiser is not such a not so frum. Right, of course. So tell him what happened. I'm not going to lie to Shabbos. It's fascinating. All right. So we got to Yosef Rav Chanina on top of Nun Vav Amud Aleph, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.